from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get I know him everything. On.
Who could get him on?
If I could...
Well, you can't.
If I could share with you all the respect that he has for me, it would blow you away. It would just blow you away. Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park. That's a big boy course, my friends. Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society of the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. It's presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company, which reminds me, it's a Friday, so we'll have our What's Bugging You segment at 2 o'clock. 2-2-2. I owe Curry nothing. Wow. Okay. Guru.
We want to do it later. We want to do it now.
What? The ancestry?
Yeah. Time for the legal. Boy, you are out of your vacation.
No.
Okay.
As long as we...
All right, I'll make it quick. Yeah. So, my dad's parents are from Texas. Bullard, Texas.
Okay.
So, you can see I got nice hair. And the Johnson.
What does being from Texas have to do with hair?
I'm about to tell you. So, my grandmother, Inez Johnson, lived to be 100, Donnie. For so long, we were told she was half Indian, Cherokee.
Okay.
And in the community, in the black community, you know, if you see somebody with nice hair, not always, you'd say, oh, okay, you got some Indian in you or whatever. But we always said, oh, goo, you got that Indian in you. And Norm's mom, everybody in the family had just this beautiful hair. Hers came down to her fanny.
Oh,
right.
Beautiful.
So Norm, now that we got kids, I guess they got something to where if your kids have a certain amount of Native American in them, you can get your tuition, your college tuition paid for.
All right.
So for umpteen years, goo, my boy Red B, you got that Indian in you, or anybody, Native American, sure. Cherokee, Choctaw, whatnot. I just assumed, and my parents told me. Now, I'll never forget, I'm on summer vacation in Texas. Me and my grandmother, she's about 85, we're bonding, and she shows me, Stani, a picture of her dad who was a slave. Okay. But in this picture, and she talked about how he would come home, a slave, not all the way, you know, you go to work, the webs that they would work on her dad with when he would come home. I was like, wow.
I'm sorry, the what?
The webs from the...
Oh, the webs, yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was not...
So I said, Grandma, your dad looks white. It was a black and white picture. I mean, he looks like a white man. And she responded like, no, he's not white. And, but I'm looking at the picture like, grandma, I'm looking at the picture like, whoa, this looks, your dad looks right. So we just left it there. And I told my dad, I said, yeah, granny, grandma showed me a picture of her dad. It looked like a white man. Nobody had an answer. Nobody said anything. So years go down, and 2 years ago, Norm, because Mia's smelling the tuition money for the kids, and we're Indians, and we're trying to get the percentage, Native American, he goes to Ancestry.com. What do you think comes back?
I have no idea.
There's no Indian white.
Native American.
The white, though. White, when we had, like, I forget the percentage, I'm going to have them call. There was no drop of Indian in our.
Native American.
It was white. So it was white. Are you listening to this?
I'm blown away.
We're blown away. So all the Indian stuff was invalid. It was actually white. And that goes back to that photo my grandma showed me. That, granny, your grandma, my great-grand, he was white. So they had on Norman Johnson's Ancestry.com, which we're trying to get the proof for the tuition of how much Indian blood we had in us. It was white blood. So okay. We had white lineage in the Johnson tree. Incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're telling me.
So when Evan said it's wrong, I'm like, I told my pops, like, maybe they got this one wrong. No Choctaw, no Cherokee, no Native American. It was white.
So can I ask you this?
So the jokes are coming. I get it.
No, they're coming.
Oh, yeah. I was talking.
So. 3 years ago,
when
when you and I stood in front of our entire sales department,
boy,
and we were asked, "What do you think makes the show work?"
Yes, but Donnie's black,
and I said, "Well, I think a part of it is."
Oh, this was the worst.
Guru's black, and I'm white. Are you telling me I was wrong?
No, you're not wrong, because I don't believe the report, but I got to get Norm to call. We're all still stunned. Like,
that was incredible.
Where's the Indian? What happened?
Native American.
Yeah, help me out. But Stani, I couldn't believe it. Oh, boy. Yeah.
We cannot let the Bay Area know there's
call.
Two white guys doing 10-2 on 95.7 the game, where this is going to be a big.
They were wrong. They got it wrong. But I saw that picture of my grandmother's dad. Steiny, I said it to her. We had one of our last conversations. I said, Grandma. She said, nah, honey.
By the way, you mentioned the Cherokee.
Yeah, Choctaw Cherokee.
You ever remember Sonny and Cher? Cherokee yeah. People. Great song.
Might have been
Cherokee
before
people. I can't remember the other words.
But. Well, like, you guys know Babe Ruth was Puerto Rican, right?
No, they I said did not he got know some. That. I heard Babe was black. Seriously, I read the whole. You heard that too, Evan.
Yes, I did read that. I think that.
No, I'm being real. That was a whole little thing out there. I was like, what? But if you read.
Yes, Donnie.
I got to have Norm call.
Revisionist history.
He won't call.
Does he listen every day?
No.
Well, anyway.
He's tired of my voice. But, Stani, I'm telling you, man, we couldn't believe it. So I believe Ancestry.com got it wrong.
Looking at you. I believe they did also.
That's a four, Evan. Wow, man. Oh, man. Oh, that thing boy. Came back with not a lick of Native American.
Back to Hushmanzada. Yeah.
You wanted to hear it.
I did.
What do you think Hushmanzada is?
We got to stop.
I'm just kidding.
Well, LeSean McCoy was on TV saying his mother said that he had some beautiful hair. So he was giving him the business about it on the show. And they were just laughing.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get back to Hoosh. Right. TJ Hushmanzada. What? How would you refer to him? Kind of Brandon Ayuk's, I don't know if
mentor.
He's a mentor.
Yeah, that's what I, friend slash mentor.
Okay. What's going on with the Steelers and Brandon Ayuk? Hushmanzada was asked. Does he want to be a Steeler?
I told him this, like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Jed York, make it happen. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. It sucks when another team appreciates your talent more than the team that drafted you. Because, oh, we want you. We want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their five contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Players look at things like that. And you just want to be fairly compensated. B.A. had 105 targets. I believe CeeDee Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had.
All right. So
I love him. God bless him, Stoney. But I feel like that's falling on deaf ears. He's saying it all right, but the other party, people saying my score is over 700 now. My credit score. But Stoney, hey, listen to this. They're it's not penetrating them though.
Well, first
he's
of all,
right, man.
My bad.
What happened? What you do?
Sonny and Cher didn't sing Cherokee people.
Help me out.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I was thinking of a song called, I believe, Half Breed, Sonny and Cher. Remember this one?
I'm going to lay out.
Remember this
one? I'm going to lay out. Yeah.
Remember this one? Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear from the people of the town they call it. Remember?
No, I don't.
All right. Hey, I love to funnel this kind of question to you because you know football. Do you like, I'm going to name a player. Tell me if you like him.
All right.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
I do.
He's available.
But I got to tell you this. The Niners were complete at that position. That's why I didn't like the addition of Ricky Pearsall. So has that been a lie? Was I lied to? Where are we going with this Niner receiving core that I thought so much of to where it seems like behind closed doors, Kyle and John feel like they need an enhancement? Or one guy might not even be around? Just a thought I had.
Yeah. Let's talk more about the Steelers with Hushmanzada. Right.
I told him this, like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Wait a minute.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York.
These are not marked.
Relax. It's all right, baby.
That was the shorter version.
Yeah. And we got to hear Willard and Dibbs again.
This is...
Which one do you want?
Relax. Why don't you play the next one?
All right. This is on Brandon Ayuk regretting potentially leaving San Francisco.
I've been in this situation when I left Cincinnati. Now, we ain't talking about the type of money that he getting. I wasn't getting nowhere near that. But I was in, so let's clarify that. But I was in this situation, and I just always feel like it's better when you stay with your team. It is. They know you very well. You know them well. You go to a new team. Let's just say, for instance, you go to the Steelers. Who the quarterback? Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and then they have a young receiver and George Pickens that wants the ball and is going to get his target. Y'all have to navigate that. They already have a system with the Niners where C-Mac gets his touches. Kittle gets his touches. Debo gets his touches. It's just different. And so I just feel like when I left Cincinnati, I was just like, oh, man, I should have stayed. And I think B.A. may have that if he was to leave San Francisco.
Man, T.J. Hushmanzada on with Willard and Dibbs.
He's riding hard for his boys,
suggesting that if Ayuk ends up somewhere else, he may regret it.
Well, you tell me. We started the show with this, sure. DeForest Buckner. I think it's fair now that when he brought this up, T.J. said it himself. The Niners might have that Super Bowl, still won.
What does that mean? Garbage. Like, that is garbage to me. Mm. Like, I just, oh, if they had DeForest Buckner, they...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Might have had it. They didn't. They traded him. Well, how do you judge a trade then?
Klay Thompson doesn't get hurt in game six. The Warriors would have won the third.
Okay, why do we look?
What if Klay's an all-star this year?
Wouldn't it be fair to say, and we don't know what the Warriors do, man, the Warriors could have really used that Klay Thompson. That's all it's about.
No. I mean, of course you can say it. Of course, but it's like, it doesn't matter. He's not here. They made the move.
Well, the bottom line is, are they going, if they decide to part ways with Ayuk and not pay him, are they going to regret it? And if I'm telling you, and you understand the ideology behind, I can see if they don't have Ayuk that they're a lesser offense. They still can prove us wrong, but how do they get better without him? That's why I want this to come to a head, Steiny. Like, pay the man or trade him.
I told you what I want.
The Friends reference was gold.
I told you what I want. I want him. I want Ayuk gone. I want Trent Williams gone. And then I want him to win the Super Bowl.
But that won't happen.
You don't know that.
That's like saying I want Steph gone and Kuminga playoffs for the Warriors. That's not going to happen.
But Trent doesn't happen
anything
anyway.
In the trenches. Well.
Right. Right. No, I got you.
I'm out.
I'm out on Ayuk getting traded or not being in a Niner uniform. But where is this thing going?
You know, it's funny. And
Seriously, man.
I went on Salt Lake City radio today with my former partner, Sean O.C. O'Connell.
Why are you cheating on Goo?
We pre-recorded.
That's not about when you did
like
it.
He doesn't call into a Pittsburgh station four times a week.
And I say your name all
not
the time.
Not with his former partner, he doesn't.
Man.
Oh.
Seeds planted.
Oh, boy.
You wonder why I've been saying I like Salt Lake City.
Does it remind you of the bush?
No, it reminds me of Finland, like Lowry.
Anyway, tell us the story.
He asked me, how does the Ayuk thing end up? And what do you think I said?
I don't have a strong opinion.
I said, boy.
Right. That is it. Oh, man.
I said, do you know.
Do you have a side right now? I'm siding.
What do you mean?
I'm a Team IU guy unless I find out he wanted 30 or 32. And if we believe TJ, which I do, Steiny, all he wanted was 28. That's all he wanted.
That's a lot.
Well, they offered him 26. So now we're talking about $2 million. And I know Ogu is not monopoly money.
Exactly.
Brandon Ayuk thinks more of his services than his employer.
Right.
How does that get resolved?
That's the question. I mean, that's the question.
There's losers both ways, I believe. The Niners won't be as talented. Brock Purdy won't have his weapon. And then Ayuk obviously wants to stay in the Bay. We know that now.
But
This is a lose-lose for both.
You're not allowing for the possibility that he could end up in Pittsburgh with $32 million and they win a Super Bowl.
But why hasn't that happened?
Because the 49ers are being ridiculously unrealistic about the draft picks they want coming back. You're right. I don't believe, like, I don't necessarily think the 49ers want him, but they don't want to pay him. That's what I think is going on.
How about what they want him for? $14 million.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
He's a good deal.
Is he
going to
give in? So maybe we're a couple weeks away or days away from him. Like, honey, we need the money.
Kane.
You met Kane at my father's party. Nobody cares.
It's a different Kane.
Yeah. C A N E.
This Kane's like you. He's white.
You know, I just thought about this.
He said, anyway, Kane says you're not invited to the barbecue anymore.
Well, people do know you were named after a white guy, right?
Daryl LaMonica.
That's right.
Had an arm.
He was one of the greats. Well, oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to get Norm to call to better.
Don't.
Like, what percentage was it? I forgot the percent, but we were all stunned. And that's why I think it could be wrong. Then when Evan said ancestry died, like, boy, that hit a chord.
Holy Toledo. Yeah. Now, this is the one I really want to get to.
Super chat real fast.
Oh, boy.
Ben Scalvin, $5. Guru's white, ? Can we get him a raise now? 401k and let him sit in the power chair.
It's not based on race, the power chair.
No, just the 49ers pecking order, according to you.
Boy. Hey.
Boy, you stepped in it that day.
No, I didn't. I stand by it.
Don't.
You know how hard it is being a black man in America?
No.
And you've always had my back. I appreciate that. So when people, it's not fun to bring up the race card. It doesn't always apply, but we can't erase history.
Erase?
Yeah.
History. Good play on words there. I'm with you. Let's get back to Houshmandzadeh. Now, this is about Houshmandzadeh was asked, hey, is Brandon Ayuk going to come back if he has to and play on the fifth year?
The advice that I would give him, I'm going to be pissed off because this isn't how y'all have done business with your best players. They've always come to a deal, so you don't consider me your best player. So now the whole season I got to play on a contract that I'm unhappy with. So now I'm going to be unhappy, and you're going to see that at times. The locker room is going to see that at times, and it may get combustible because Shanahan is not a punk. Shanahan going to say what's on his mind, and you don't want those type of confrontations. And so that would be the hard part is if there's no deal and he has to play on that option, that would suck because I know as a player, you're just going to be so angry, so distraught. And again, Shanahan has the coach and entire team, and he doesn't want that type of energy in the locker room. And so he has to do what he has to do. And I understand that, but that I don't think that would be a good situation at all.
All right. Can we focus in on that part?
All right.
If you're a 49er fan, and it's this, that even if you can get him, because what I'm hearing from Houshmandzadeh there is, if push comes to shove, it sounds to me like Ayuk will come in on $14 million at some point.
Mad as hell.
Does that scare you if you're a 49er fan?
It's the Kuminga.
Does it worry you if he's unhappy? I mean,
would it worry you?
It
would worry me. I'm being real. And maybe he's not the best version of himself. Not self-sabotage, Steiny. He's mad.
But.
And this played out in the open.
But if your choices are trade Ayuk for two picks who aren't going to help you this year, or pay Ayuk what you do not want to pay him for whatever reason under any circumstances, then maybe get him in here on 14. If he's a head case, we'll deal with it. Or if he's a problem in the locker room, we'll deal with it. And that's actually the best of the three choices.
For the Niners brass.
Well, that's all that matters if they have control. Right.
Who mentioned mutiny yesterday? We played some sound, the words of a possible mutiny on guys that side with them.
Do you believe that? I don't. I don't believe if they make Ayuk come in for $14 million that the rest of the locker room will not be able to function.
Just a part of it. And that's all it takes to have a divide.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
I'm going to tell you this, Donnie. I thought of Eddie D and I brought him up, and that was a different era. But the Niners, everybody knew that they took care of their own. My thing with this all is, partner, you are right. They can go to this extreme and make him play on that fifth year. But from afar, Steiny, do you really want that look? Do you want what comes with that? And do you want to risk not getting the best possible Brandon Ayuk? Because you know, not he's humiliated. He took it to this degree and didn't get paid. I guess I say all that to say, would the Niners come off just their organization looking bad making said player play on that fifth year? Because normally it doesn't happen that way. Unless both parties are like, you know what, like Dak and the Cowboys. He's already said, I'm excited about the next chapter. He's also got a paycheck before. And, you know, it's different than, do the Niners really want to look or be deemed that low as a franchise?
I would not think of them as low.
That was strong.
I would look at them as a franchise that's made a decision about this issue that they're not giving in on. And I would need to see what the ramifications end up being, if there are any. I do want to take exception to something.
All right.
The 49ers, Eddie D, they take care of their own. Listen, they take care of their own that they want to take care of. You know, they didn't take it. You think Joe Montana thinks that the 49ers took care of their own?
Wow.
You think Jimmy Garoppolo thinks the 49ers took care of their own? How about Buckner? How about Armstead? Like, that's the thing. I mean, it's just, it's a business.
Man.
And we may, you know, I mean, Ayuk may not be part of the future. That's the decision that they got to make, and then they got to live with it. Plain and simple. But my question to 49er fans is a little more specific at 888-957-9570. Of all the options available, all right, you pay him 30. I mean, let's assume most people, if Jed York said, fine, let's pay him 30, that's always the number one option. But when we're talking about making him play for 14 or trading him for a couple draft picks, you guys tell me.
Play for 14 all day.
You guys tell me what's more risky if you're the Niners. 888-957-9570. As a Niner fan, do you believe that if Ayuk ends up in that locker room at $14 million, that the 49ers are asking for trouble in the locker room?
Hmm.
I'm looking forward to talking
Our girl
more
Lori
about
from
that.
Phoenix, Donnie. Good, life is not all rainbows and unicorns. I'm not saying it is, Lori, but I do wonder, Donnie, about that locker room dynamic and just from afar.
I mean,
like, boy, they really stuck it to Brandon.
Or people, some guys in the locker room are saying, dude, you're kidding me with thinking you're a $30 million player. I don't know. What do you think, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? What's more dangerous? What would you be more scared of? Are you just getting traded and getting two picks back or a pick back or bringing him into that locker room and making him play for $14 million? Is that fraught with potential issues too? What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.